This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Every bale of hay, all of them, represents the cost of nutrients pulled from the soil. And it's no small cost either. A bale of fertilized fescue Bermuda can have a nutrient cost close to $25 per bale. And a bale of unfertilized native has a nutrient cost close to $10 per bale. While hay bales are mostly comprised of water and carbon, they also contain around 30 pounds of nitrogen, 6 pounds of phosphorus, and 20 pounds of potassium, and smaller amounts of secondary and micronutrients. Not accounting for the loss of nutrients from the soil and hay production will lead to low yields and the presence of low-quality forages like brome sedge and ragweeds. The nitrogen added to hay fields and grazed pastures directly results in higher production, but also higher protein values. For every 1% of protein in a dry ton of hay represents 3.2 pounds of nitrogen. Nitrogen, however, can't be saved in the soil. What isn't used by the grass in the season will be used by microbes and denitrified from the soil. Grasses, however, with their large fibrous root systems, are fairly efficient with nitrogen applications. Phosphorus and potassium can both be stored into the soil until later use. On average, it takes 20 pounds of phosphorus and 12 pounds of potassium to move the respective background nutrient one part per million test. But a soil test is not a value of total amount of nutrient within the soil, but an approximation of what is plant available. At very low soil test values, much of the P and K fertilizer that is applied is absorbed into the soil and unavailable to plants. When it comes to fertilizer, the soil itself gets the first cut. Microbes get the second cut, and finally, plants get what's left. It could take nearly $1,000 or more to completely fill the soil nutrient profile, from very low to what is considered agronomically optimum, where most crops grow at a high efficiency, and that's without the cost of lime. This has implications when it comes to the cost and value of land. It can also be an important aspect for landlords with rented ground that is hayed, but not fertilized. Some of the nutrient loss from hay can be compensated for by unrolling the hay in the pasture during the winter or spreading the manure back onto the field. However, the return is not perfect, as cattle tend to carry the nutrients to the tree lines or in the areas where they like to hang out. Some nutrients are also lost in runoff or denitrified. Most of the very nutrient land in this area has a history of haying. In the end, there is just no such thing as free hay. This is also true for native prairie. If it is hayed, it could have a need for a limited amount of fertilization. If your pastures are looking rather scruffy, with low-quality grasses and weeds taking over, please give me or our livestock agent Wendy or your local extension office a call. The first step is usually a soil test, and we have soil probes free to borrow in each extension office. Please reach me at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.